Today's daf is Pesach and daf Ayin. We left off in daf Samach Tesem and Beis at the Mishnah on the bottom of Samach Tesem and Beis. Today's daf is all about the Karban Chagiga. The Mishnah is going to talk about when we bring a Chagiga and when we don't bring a Karban Chagiga. The Chagigas Harba, so there's a Karban Chagiga that's brought on the first day of Yantiv, but there's also a Karban Chagiga that is sometimes brought on Erev Pesach together with the Karban Pesach. So the Mishnah is going to discuss when we do and when we do not bring the Karban Chagiga, and then the majority of the daf is going to discuss in detail the Shita of Ben Tema, who holds that the Chagiga that's brought together with the Korban Pesach is very closely linked with the Korban Pesach, and therefore can only be eaten for as long as you can eat the Korban Pesach. The Machlokas Tanaim, whether you can eat the Korban Pesach just till Chatzos or till the next morning, the Chagiga would have the same din, and the Gemara is going to ask three different questions of how far we take that comparison between the Chagiga and the Korban Pesach. Does it have all of the same halachas? They're not allowed to break bones, you have to eat it only roasted, all of the halachas, the same type of animal you have to use. And then at the very end of the daf, we're going to discuss the Shita of Ben Durtai, who held against our Mishnah that the Chagigas Arba Asur can be brought on Shabbos. Now the Gemara is going to point out, our Mishnah about the Korban Chagiga appears over here because we were just discussing what you are and are not allowed to do on Shabbos for a Korban Pesach. So one of the limitations of a Korban Chagiga that our Mishnah is going to point out is that it's not brought on Shabbos. So Shabbos is the connection between Korban Chagiga and the previous sugya the Gemara is going to point out. So says the Mishnah, Emes Haimevi Chagiga Imo. When do we bring a Korban Chagiga together with the Korban Pesach? Bizman Shuba Bechol B'Tahara Ubimuat. We bring it together, we bring Korban Chagiga together with Korban Pesach when it's not Shabbos, it's Chol. The Korban Pesach is being brought b'tahara, not b'tuma. We know that in b'tuma, in b'tzibur can be brought b'tuma, but the Korban Chagiga is only brought when the Korban Pesach is being brought b'tahara. And the Korban Pesach isn't large enough to satisfy all the people who are registered on it, so they need a little extra meat in order to eat the Korban Pesach al Asova. That's the function, the role of the Korban Chagiga, to fill them up a little bit before they eat the Korban Pesach so they can eat al Asova. So you need all of those things, that it's Chol, that it's Tahara, and that it's bimuat. There's not enough meat to go around in the Korban Pesach in order to bring a Korban Chagiga. But ubizman shuba b'Shabbos b'meruba ubetuma. Even though it's a vav over here, also ubetuma. It over here the vav means something else. Over here it means if it's either Shabbos or it's meruba. There's plenty of meat in the Korban Pesach, so there's no need to fill yourself up with anything else. Or it's bituma, then ein mevi nimo chagiga. Then we don't bring a Korban Chagiga together with the Korban Pesach. Chagiga is a ba'a min atzon, min abakar, min akvasim, min izim, min azchar, min anakevos. Unlike the Korban Pesach, which is very limited in terms of the type, the gender, and the age of the animal, Korban Chagiga has no limitations. Tzon, bakar, kvasim, all different types of animal, izim, all different types of animals, and it could be and either gender is fine as well, zecharim or nekevos. V'ne'echelos l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. The zman of the achila also is not like a Korban Pesach. According to our Mishnah, we're going to see the whole daf is going to focus on Ben Tema Shita's against our Mishnah, but according to our Mishnah, it's nothing at all like the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is only eaten that night. Korban Chagiga is eaten for shnei yamim v'layla echad, for 2 days and one night. One minor point, the Mishnah says that Emesai maybe Chagiga imo b'zman shuba b'chol b'tara b'muat b'zman shuba b'shabbos b'merubo b'tuma ein v'vini mo Chagiga. So there's a symmetry between the three cases that we need in order to bring the Korban Chagiga and the three examples of where we don't bring the Korban Chagiga. But you'll notice the order is changed. It started with Chol, so the parallel to Chol would be Shabbos. So that works. It starts with Chol, and then the second list starts with Shabbos. But then it says B'tahara, and so the parallel will be B'tuma. But the second item on the flip side is B'meruba. So for some reason it flips it. The Achronim notice this. Tos Yantav raises the Kasha. They have all sorts of different Mahalchim to deal with it. Now, I'm not going to go into any of them now. Now, the term B'meruba, Rashi says, Meruba means that there aren't that many people people that are registered on the Korban Pesach, and therefore every one of the people who are registered is going to get lots of meat. So that's what merubah means. Merubah means there's plenty of meat to go around. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos understands the phrase merubah differently. He says merubah is not about the amount of meat in a particular Korban Pesach. It means that there are so many animals, there are so many Korbanos Pesach. It's like the case we had where they wanted to take the census and they counted the 1.2 million kidneys. So there's so many, there's just so much being brought that there's no way that people are going to be hungry and need a Korban Chagiga because there are so many Korbanos being brought. So the Brisker Rav points out that there's, even though it sounds like what difference does it make, whether you say, the point is the same. The point is that you don't bring a Korban Chagiga when people have enough meat from their Korban Pesach. So what difference does it make if you say like Rashi, say like the Rambam? So the Brisker Rav points out that if there are a lot of Korbanos Pesach, then there's no time to shecht the Korban Chagiga. That's what the Rambam is trying to say. Not just it's that there are so many Korbanos Pesach, doesn't necessarily mean everybody is full. There could be a lot of Jews also, that there are so many Korbanos Pesach, but as we saw in that case with the 1.2 million kidneys, there were at least 10 people on each Korban Pesach. So you could have Korbanos Pesach where there are people, that, there are a lot of them, but there are a lot of Jews, and there people are still going to be hungry, and still, according to the Rambam, you wouldn't bring a Korban Chagiga, because if there's so many Korbanos Pesach, there's simply no time to bring a Korban Chagiga. Brisker Rav says, if that's correct pshat in the Rambam, you see a chiddush din in the Rambam. What's the zman of bringing the Korban Chagiga? Can it be brought all day on Erev Pesach? Says Brisker Rav, you see from the Rambam, no, that it must be only brought during the zman of that Korbanos Pesach, because if you could have brought it earlier in the day, who cares that there are a lot of Korbanos Pesach? There's still plenty of time to bring Korbanos Chagiga, just bring them earlier on. So it must be the zman of the Akravas HaChagiga is during the same zman as the Akravas HaKarbon Pesach. Okay, says the Gemara, Maitana Dukatani Chagiga. How did Chagiga come up over here? We've been discussing which parts of the Avodah of the Korban Pesach are Docha Shabbos. What does it have to do with Chagiga? So Tana Harkavasa Vavasa Dlo Dachi Shabbos, Vekatani Nami Chagiga Dlo Dachi Shabbos. Once we mentioned those Machshire Mitzvah of the Korban Pesach that cannot be done on Shabbos, so we mentioned Chagiga, which entirely cannot be done on Shabbos. Chagiga is completely Nidcha from Shabbos. And this is what the Mishnah means to say. When do we bring Chagiga together with Korban Pesach? When it's being brought on a weekday, when it's being brought b'tahara, and when it's being brought b'muat. So the Achronim point out, if you just read the Pashut Gemara, that line is a little striking. It doesn't add anything. We already answered the Kasha. Right? The Kasha was, what's it doing over here? The answer was, because we were discussing what could be Docha Shabbos, what could not be Docha Shabbos, and therefore, we talk about Chagiga, which is not brought on Shabbos. So that line is completely miyusar. Not only that, the Lashon of Hachikamar sounds like we're about to explain the Mishnah Shalo Kipshuto. And what does the Hachikamar do? It just repeats exactly what the Mishnah says. So it's not at all Shalo Kipshuto. And also, the Tzlach points all these things out, that the Lashon of the Gemara, Emasai Mevi'in Imo Chagiga, is a little different from the Lashon of the Mishnah. Emasai Mevi'in Chagiga Imo. Is there any meaning to that? They flipped the words Chagiga and Imo from Chagiga Imo to Imo Chagiga. So says the Tzlach L'chora, the whole teretz of the Gemara is difficult to understand. What's the teretz of the Gemara? Our Mishnah is over here because we were talking about Harkavaso of Yasod Michutz L'Tchum, which is not Docha Shabbos. That's because why are those things not Docha Shabbos? So we just discussed yesterday. That's because those things can be done on Erev Shabbos. So it's not going to be Docha Shabbos when you could do it on Erev Shabbos. But Chagiga is not Docha Shabbos because it's not a Chiv min HaTorah. The Gemara is going to say, we see that it's only a Rishus, that it's not a chiyuv, so they're totally different concepts. They have nothing to do with each other. So he's miyashiv based on the shita of the Rimi Orleans, an unbelievable shita of the Rimi Orleans. The Rimi Orleans holds that if Erev Pesach is chal on Shabbos, it's not that the Chagiga isn't brought. The Chagiga is brought on Erev Shabbos. You just have to bring the Chagiga on Yud Gimel Nisan on Erev Shabbos. So if that's the case, so then we understand very well the comparison between Harkavaso and Havaaso Michutz L'Tchum. Harkavaso and Havaaso Michutz L'Tchum, why can't they be done on Shabbos? Because you should do them on Erev Shabbos. Ah, Chagiga also. When it's Chal on Shabbos, according to the Rimi Orleans, you bring it on Erev Shabbos. And that's what the Gemara is adding with the Hachikamar. Because based on the Nusach in our Mishnah, Emasai mevin chagiga imo. It seems that the shaila is when do we bring the chagiga? So we change it from the lashon of the Mishnah. Not emasai mevin chagiga imo. Emasai mevin imo chagiga. When do we bring the chagiga together with it? So it's not when do we bring the chagiga at all. It's when is the chagiga brought imo? Oh, that's only when it's chal on a weekday. If it's chal on Shabbos, the chagiga is not brought imo. The chagiga is brought independently on the previous day. So if you hold like the Rimi Orleans, you solve that entire set of problems in the Hachikamer. You will cause yourself a whole host of other problems in terms of explaining pretty much every line for the rest of the daf, but you solve that problem if you hold like the Rimi Orleans. Says Gemara, Amravashi, Shmamina, Chagigas Arba Asar, Lav Chovahi. We see from here that the Chagigas Arba Asar is not a full-fledged Chiyuv, Dis Halkadayta Chovahi, Tasi B'Shabbos, V'Tasi B'Rumu, V'Tasi B'Tumah. Because if it were an absolute Chiyuv, then you should have to bring it on Shabbos just like the Karban Pesach. You would bring it in Meruba. You would bring it in Tuma. You would have all of those halachas. So it must be that it's not a chova. So the Tzlach points out, now this line does not fit the Rimi Orleans so well. Why? Because according to the Rimi Orleans, that if Yud Dalit is Chal on Shabbos, you bring the Chagiga on Yud Gimel, and the Rimi Orleans would hold, how can you bring it on Yud Gimel? The Mishnah said it's only eaten for 2 days and one night, and the whole point is seated together with the Karban Pesach. So he said, no, you'd bring it on Yud Gimel, and it would be eaten for Shtei Leilos V'Yom Echad. It would be eaten for 2 nights and 1 day. You'd eat it Yud Gimel at night, Yud Dalit day, and Yud Dalit night would be the Zman that you can still eat it in. That's how the Rimi Orleans writes. So how can we prove that Chagiga is not a Chova from the fact that it's not Tocha Shabbos? It could be that it's a Chova and it's still not Tocha Shabbos because you could bring it on Yud Gimel. Meaning the Gemara says, oh, it's got to be that it's a Rishus because if it were a Chova, it should be Tocha Shabbos. No, it's a Chova, but it's flexible. So don't bring it on Shabbos. Bring it the day before because it's an absolute Chiyuv. So the Tzlach is, so that's a major cash on the Rimi Orleans. So the Tzlach is metarates that the Rimi Orleans is only the Rimi Orleans Shita is only if the Chagigas Yudal is a Rishus. Why? Because if it's a Rishus or a Chova, it would be learned from two different Pesukim. If it's a Rishus, the idea of Chagigas Yudalid is learned from the Pasuk Dvarim Tezayin, Pasuk Dalid, V'lo Yolin Min HaBasar Asher Tizbach. The Gemara is going to say this later on in tomorrow's daf, and therefore the chiyuv is only rishus because it never says it's vizavachta. It says asher tizbach. So since there's no clear chiyuv, that's how you would say it's a rishus. Now that pasuk, there's no clear raya that it has a din of the Karban Pesach and therefore it could be brought even on Yud Gimel Nisan, even the day before. But if you hold chagigas yudalit as a chova, so then you learn it. We're going to see in today's daf from the pasuk. Vizavachta Pesach. So that's going to be the sheet of Ben Dutai that we're going to have later on in our Gemara. And over there it says Vizavachta, that it's a Chova. Now, if we learn it from that Pasuk, it also has to parallel the Halachos of Karban Pesach, and it would not be able to be brought by Yod Gimel. So the whole sheet of the Rimi Orleans assumes that it's got to be a Rishus, because he has to use the Pasuk that would indicate that it's a Rishus, and not the Pasuk that would indicate it's a Chova. Because if you use the Pasuk that indicates it's a Chova, then it would be limited to the Zman that you're allowed to bring the Karban Pesach. Now, says the Gemara, ubemuat miu maitaima asya. So why is the taka brought bemuat at all? Meaning, why do we bring the Karban Chagiga at all? We're going to say that it's not a chov, it's only a rishos. So why bring it? Why bother? So kidetanya, because the Bryce explains, Chagiga abo'em ha-Pesach ne'echelis tchila k'dei she'e Pesach ne'echel al ha-sova. We bring the Chagiga that's brought together with the Karban Pesach before the Karban Pesach so that the Karban Pesach can be ne'echel al ha-sova. It's interesting, Tosfos over here, Tosfos Dibur Maskel Lav, proves that the din of Nechal al Sova, he quotes Yerushalmi, that the din of Nechal al Sova, that you have to eat the Karban Pesach when you're already satiated, is only a din to Rabbanan. That's not a din to Araisa. And why would the Rabbanan make such a din that you have to eat it al Sova? Because there is a din to Araisa that you're not allowed to break the bones of a Karban Pesach. Etzem Leish Bruvo. So if you're not allowed to break the bones of a Karban Pesach, we don't want you to be too hungry when you attack the Karban Pesach, when you're about to eat the Karban Pesach, because you're going to try to get every last bit of meat from in between the bones, and you might come to Shviras Etzem. So says the Yerushalmi, oh, so it must be that if the whole reason that you have to eat it al Sova is because you might come to Shviras Etzem, so that sounds like a Gzeira. A Gzeira is always Drabanan, or almost always. Rav Yosef Engel has his list of 20 times that you have Siagim Da'oraisa, but it's almost always Drabanan. So that, therefore, you see that it must be a Din Drabanan. Not all Rishonim agree that it is a Din Drabanan. Tosos later on in the 10th parak is going to point out that if you say that there is a machlokas where the matzah needs to be nechal al asova. Now, if you hold that nechal al asova by Korban Pesach is only a din in gzera that you might come to be shover etzem, well, matzah hopefully doesn't have any bones. There's no gzera of shviras etzem when it comes to matzah, so why would you have a din that matzah is only nechal al asova? So it must be that if you hold that matzah also has to be nechal al asova, Tosfos on Kuf Chaf, and Daf Kuf Chaf points out, it must be that the din of nechal al asova is a totally different din. It has nothing to do with shviras etzem. It's a din sheitam pesach bepiv, that to leave the tam pesach in your mouth, you want the pesach to be the last thing you eat, so you should be nechal al asova, or you wouldn't want to eat anything else after the Korban Pesach. And by that, we can say the same thing for matzah. But if you hold that matzah is not nechal al asova, then you could say that pesach is that by pesach, the idea that it's nechal al asova is subject to is a din d'rabbanan based on the shviras etzem. There are shittos from Rishonim that hold that nechal al asova is a din d'oraisa. Rashi later on in Daf Peivav and the Rashbam later on in the 10th parak also say that the din of Pesach nechal al asova is a din d'oraisa. But the difference between what Rashi says and some of the other Rishonim is that Rashi says we learn it from l'chana satim l'mashcha, that the way you're supposed to eat karbanos is in with a sense of royalty, and royalty doesn't eat when they're starving. They're never starving. They're snacking all day. And they, when they eat, it's with a sense of dignity. It's with a sense of without looking gluttonous, because it's with a sense of dignity that they're not very hungry when they're eating. So karbanos have to be eaten ala sova. So again, the Brisker Rav points out major difference between Rashi versus the Yerushalmi. Even the halacha, major nafkamina, according to Rashi, all karbanos need to be nechal al asova, because this din of lamashka applies to all karbanos. According to the Shalmi, it's only a din of Korban Pesach where there's an isser of shviras etzem, but other karbanos that don't have a din of shviras etzem, there will be no din that they have to be nechal al asova. The Brisker Rav also points out that there's a gemara in Menachos on Daf Chaf Aleph that says that before you eat a korban mincha, you should eat chulin and truma in order that the mincha should be nechal al asova. So it sounds like it can't only be a din in Korban Pesach. So it's difficult to understand those shittos and Rishonim and Yerushalmi that sounds like it's only a din in Korban Pesach. This Rav says maybe Korban Pesach is the only kachim kalim that it applies to. In all other cases, by kachim kachim, we'd have a din of nechal al asova. Maybe this is the only example of kachim kalim that's nechal al asova. The Brisker Rav also asks the kasha, how could it be that they would eat the Korban Chagiga in order to see to it that the Korban Pesach is nechal al asova, if Kala Kachim is nechal al asova? I mean, if you hold like Rashi, then how do you make sense of our line in the Gemara? The Gemara says that it's nechal, that why do we bring the Korban Chagiga so that the Korban Pesach will be nechal al asova? Great, what do we do to make sure the Korban Chagiga is nechal al asova? Meaning, if you hold that every Korban needs to be nechal al asova, so the Korban Chagiga also should have to be nechal al asova. So the Klei Chemda writes that something has to give. One of these is going to have to be not eaten al asova, but it's going to be the Korban Chagiga, not the Korban Pesach, that gives, because the Korban Pesach, there are two reasons that it has to be nechal al asova. One is it's like all other kachim, and the other one is that there's a sense of chayrus associated with the Korban Pesach. So you have the idea of eating lamashchul l'gedula in a dual sense, that it's like kachim plus the fact that you have the sense of chayrus that's associated with Korban Pesach. Or alternatively, the Klei Chemda says that you have a dual purpose in eating the Korban Pesach al asova, because you have the din of tam pesach bepiv by Korban Pesach. You don't have that by chagiga, so you have to sacrifice something. So we choose to sacrifice chagiga in favor of the pesach. Good. Now one other quick point over here. You may notice in your haggadah in the bracha of Asher Ga'alanu. So a lot of times in many haggadahs, there's a phrase min apsachim min azvachim or min azvachim min apsachim, and it sometimes flips it one way or the other. Where does that come from? That comes from this Gemara. That comes from this sugya. The Marivayil points out that when Pesach is chal on Motzoi Shabbos, you say in the bracha of Asher Ga'alanu min apsachim min azvachim, because the chagiga that you would eat would only be the chagiga of Tezvav. You wouldn't have a chagiga siyadal when Pesach is chal on Shabbos. So it's psachim first and then zvachim. You wouldn't say zvachim first because zvachim is the chagiga. So when Pesach is chal on Motzoi Shabbos, it has to go in that order. But on Yom Tov Sheni, on Lel Yom Tov Sheni, on the second night, you would say min azvachim min apsachim, because then you would have a korban chagiga on Sunday. So when therefore when Pesach is any other day that other than when erev Pesach was was any day other than Shabbos, you'd always say Minazvachim first, then Minapsachim, because the Karban Chagiga is eaten before the Karban Pesach. The Bach quotes this, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Mordechai. The Mordechai says that you have to say V'nechal Shem Minazvachim and Apsachim, because you always eat the Karban Chagiga first. But Pesach is Nechal and the Pesach is Nechal Alasova after the Karban Chagiga, but the Mishnah Berurah points out the Mordechai is not Mechalik. He says every year you say it like that. How could it be that every year you say it like that? There, we know that our Gemara says when it's Shabbos you don't bring Karban Chagiga first. So says the Mishnah Berurah in the Shaar HaTzion that no, when we say the Bracha V'Asher Galanu, we're not talking about what we are eating this year. We are saying a tefillah that we hope next year we will be back in the Beis HaMikdash and we'll be able to eat Minazvachim and Apsachim. Do we know next year what day Pesach is going to fall out on? So you might say, yeah, look at a calendar. But once we're going to be able to Mekadesh Al Pi HaRi'iyah again, we don't know next year what day is going to fall out on. Chances are, it's not going to be that Erev Pesach is Shabbos, and therefore, we're going to be able to, therefore, Al Pi Rov, we should say V'nochal Minazvachim U'min HaPsachim. So that, again, that whole issue is based on this sugya over here. Okay, let's see the Gemara further now. V'nechel shnei yamim. So it says Gemara Masnisa d'loka ben Tema. Our entire mission is against the sheet of ben Tema. D'tani ben Tema omer chagiga ba'ema pesach harei ukepesach v'nechel saliyam v'layla. The carbon chagiga, says ben Tema, that's brought together with the carbon pesach, has the same din like the carbon pesach. It's only eaten for one day and one night. V'chagigas chamisha asar nechel shnei yam v'layla echad. The chagiga of the first day of Pesach, that's a regular chagiga that's eaten for 2 days and one night. The chagigas arba'as or yotzi ba mishum simcha vein yotzi ba mishum chagiga. The chagiga that we bring on Erev Pesach, you yotzei the mitzvah of simcha, but you're not yotzei the mitzvah of chagiga, meaning you still need to bring a chagiga on the first day of Pesach. So my time at the Ben Tema, where does Ben Tema get this idea that Karban Chagiga is limited to being eaten on that one night, just like Karban Pesach? So Kedemasi Rav, L'chia Berei, it's like Rav taught Chia, his son, V'layol Laboker Zeva Chag HaPesach, do not leave over until the next morning. The Zeva Chag HaPesach, what's Zeva Chag HaPesach? Zeva Chag, Zechagiga. Zeva Chag must be a reference to the Karban Chagiga. HaPesach K'mashma'o, V'amrachmana, L'yolin, and you see that there's an issue to leave it over till the next morning. So it must be that the Karban Chagiga is limited to the same zman that the Karban Pesach is limited to in terms of when you're allowed to eat it. So now the Gemara is going to ask a series of three shailas in terms of how far does Ben Tema take this equation between Chagiga and Pesach? How many of the halachas of Karban Pesach would have to necessarily apply to Karban Chagiga? So question number one, Ibailu, the Ben Tema nechel sli o ein nechel sli? Does it have to be eaten roasted like the Karban Pesach? When the pasuk equates Karban Pesach with Karban Chagiga, legabe the halacha of leaving it over, is that the only halacha that they're compared with each other about? Or is that an example, and the Torah is being megala, that it's just like the Karban Chagiga is just like the Karban Pesach in every which way? It just gives as an example the din of lina. So Tashma halayla azeh kulotzli says, well, it's preferish in the Manishtana. In the Manishtana it says halayla azeh kulotzli. It says in the version of the Manishtana that appears in the 10th perek of this Masechta that halayla azeh kulotzli. We don't have that because we don't eat. We dafka don't eat tzli bizman azeh when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. But that used to be one of the questions of the Manishtana. So Vam Rav Chisda Zud Divrei Ben Tema. Rav Chisda points out Kulot Sli must be assuming like Ben Tema, because if you don't assume like Ben Tema, it's not Kulot Sli. The Karban Chagiga could be eaten not Sli, but according to Ben Tema, it Dafka is Kulot Sli. So Shema Mina. So therefore, you see that Ben Tema must hold that it's got to be eaten roasted. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Karban Pesach Perek Yud paskens like the Chachamim that Chagigas Arba Asar is eaten for 2 days and one night, like all the other Zivchei Shlamim, meaning not like Ben Tema. And the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Chametz Matzah Perches Halacha Beis that the nusach of the Manishtana is Shabachal Leil Sano Achim Basar Tzli Shalakum Vushal Halayla Zeh Kulot Tzli. So the Lech Mishnah points out it's a stira in the Rambam, because if you can eat the Karban Chagiga for 2 days and one night, it means you don't hold like Ben Tema. It means there's no comparison between the Karban Chagiga and the Karban Pesach. The whole reason to say Kulot Tzli is because you hold like Ben Tema, that there's a very strong link between the Karban Chagiga and the Karban Pesach. So it's a little bit difficult to understand the shita of the Rambam. Now, some of the Achronim of the Rambam, the Meiser Okeach on the side of the Rambam, points out that he doesn't know why Rav Chisda says that when the nusach of Kulot Sli Dafka has to go like Ben Tema. You could say Kulot Sli tzli doesn't mean everything we eat tonight is tzli. It means the entire Karban Pesach is only tzli, that we can only roast the Karban Pesach and we can't cut up the Karban Pesach in different parts, have some of it tzli, some of it not tzli, that the entire animal has to be kulot tzli. So maybe that's how the Rambam read it, but it's still against the Gemara, because Rav Chista does associate this with Ben Tema. Tosfos, later on in the 10th parak in Kufya Dalid, says that Allah is like Ben Tema, and that's why the Mishnah is so same kulot tzli. That's what the Maril says also, that the Mesadra Agada assumes like Ben Tema, who holds that the Chagiga is also only tzli, and that's why we say kulot tzli in the Manishtana. So it sounds like very clearly like it's Ben Tema. So based on that, says the Maharil, an unbelievable chiddush. Since according to Ben Tema, the Chagiga, you're not allowed to break a bone in the Karban Chagiga either, just like a Karban Pesach, which we're going to see later on is one of the shailas in our sugya. So if you hold that the equation is complete, you're not allowed to break a bone in the Karban Chagiga, so there would be no din of eating the Karban Chagiga before the Karban Pesach. The whole reason we eat the Karban Chagiga before the Karban Pesach is because we said on the top is so that Nechal Al-Sova, so that the Karban Pesach will be Nechal Al-Sova. But we also said, why does the Karban Pesach have to be Nechal Al-Sova? The Yerushalmi said, because you might come to break a bone otherwise. But if there's a din, you're not allowed to break a bone in the Karban Chagiga either, then there's no kunz in being makt in the Karban Chagiga to the Karban Pesach. Wait, you're going to be starving when you eat the Karban Chagiga, you'll break a bone in that. So it must be that the whole tumult we just discussed, min azvachim, min apsachim, min apsachim, min azvachim, it wouldn't matter. There is no seder. There is no seder ad dvarim if you hold like Ben Tema. If you hold like Ben Tema, it's just them, another carbon that you have to bring. And you eat one before the other, it doesn't make a difference which one you eat first. So that whole discussion of min azvachim, min apsachim, would not be relevant according to Ben Tema. Okay, next Shaila number two, about how far we go with this equation. Ibayilhu, lebentema b'min abakar or ain't b'min abakar. According to Bentema, can you bring the Karban Chagiga from Bakar, or does it have to dafka be what you could bring the Karban Pesach from? Does it have to be a keves or a gedi? So b'min an a keves, so ain't b'min an a keves. Similarly, can it be brought from female animals? Ba'bashtei shanim or ain't ba'bashtei shanim? Can it be an animal that's past its first year of life, an animal in the second year of life? Meaning Karban Pesach has to be dafka min azucharim, it has to be in his first year of life. So does Karban Chagiga have to play with all those rules? So play by all those rules. When we compare Karban Pesach, Karban Chagiga to Karban Pesach, is that about eating it, or is that about everything about it, about the animal itself, about what qualifies as an animal that can be used for it? So Tashma Chagiga ba Pesach Harei Kapesach. A Chagiga that's brought together with the Karban Pesach has same din as Karban Pesach. Ba min atzon veina ba min abakar, and therefore it has to be brought dafka from tzon, not from bakar. Ba min azchar veina ba min akevos has to be brought from male animals, not female animals. Ba bashnasa veina ba bashteishan has to be in the first year, not the second year. Veina nechalas al yom v'layla can only be eaten for one day, one night. Veina nechalas al tzli can only be eaten roasted. Veina nechalas al menuyev. You even eat people registered on it, like you would a Karban Pesach. So man shamalei dislei haisvara. So who's the one that said this idea that could only be eaten in the Yom V'Layla? That's Ben Tema. So Shmamina, Kula Milsa be in the Shmamina. So you see that Ben Tema goes all the way. That all of these things that are listed is this is a reflection of the Shita of Ben Tema, and the comparison between Chagiga and Pesach is a complete comparison. Ibayilu a third Shaila. The Ben Tema Yesh b'Mishum Shviras Etzem Ein b'Mishum Shviras Etzem. Is there an issur to break bones in a Karban Chagiga the way there's an issur to break bones in a Karban Pesach? Afal gav dechiyak shi rachman al pesach omer kra bo v'lo b'chagiga odil mahay bo b'kash v'lo pasal hudasa. Even though we do have a comparison between chagiga and karban pesach, but the lashon of the pasuk about breaking bones is etzem lo sishperu vo. Don't break bones in it, which is coming to be mimai, it's something. It's telling me don't break bones in this, but something else you're allowed to break bones in. So maybe it's teaching me don't break bones in a Karban Pesach, but Karban Chagiga, which in every other way is just like a Karban Pesach, according to Ben Tema, you're allowed to break bones. Or maybe no, maybe both comes to tell me there's an issur to break bones in a Karban Pesach that's kosher, but there's no issur to break bones in a Karban Pesach that's pasul. But a Karban Chagiga that's kosher, maybe there's also an issur to break bones. So Tashma, so let's try to bring a raya. Second, shenimtzeis bar ba'asar shochet b'miyad. If you find a knife on Erev Pesach, and you don't know if it's Tameh or Tahar, you could use it right away, assume that it's Tahar. Whoever owned this knife probably made sure that it was Tahar because he was planning on using it. It's not Stam, a kitchen knife. We're talking about a Shechita knife. It's very obvious if you see a Shechita knife that it's a Shechita knife. It looks very different. So Shochet Bamiyad, you're allowed to shaft with it, no problem. Bishlosha Asar, Shona Umatpil. If you find it on the day before Erev Pesach, then you need to be Tovel it again because you cannot assume that the Bailim has already been Metired it. Kofitz, but if it's a meat cleaver or that could break bones, then bein bazeh, shonu matpil. And even if you find it on Erev Pesach, you cannot assume that it's tahar. So money, who are we assuming like? Ilim Rabbanon, if we say like the Rabbanon, maishna sakin the matpil dechazi lepesach, kofitz nami achazi lechagiga. According to the Rabbanon, you should be allowed to assume that the kofitz is tahar also, because you might need a meat cleaver that could break bones for the korban chagiga. So that you could chop up the korban chagiga, you're going to want to break bones. Elav the ben temahi. So the assumption that you're not going to be breaking bones must be the shita of ben tema. And it must be that ben tema holds that just like there's nisr breaking bones in the korban pesach, there's also nisr breaking bones in the korban chagiga, and that's why you have no right to assume that a meat cleaver is tahar, because the bailim would have no use for it on Erev Pesach. So says Marlo, the Olam Rabbanan. Maybe we really assume like the Rabbanan. And why? But don't they need the meat cleaver for the Korban Chagiga? Look, we'll go on Shabbat Shabbos. There is no Korban. Remember the Mishnah gave three examples of when there is no Korban Chagiga. If it's Shabbos, if the Korban Pesach is brought B'tumah, if there's B'meruba, there's plenty of meat to go around in the Korban Pesach. So maybe it's brought B'Shabbos and there is no Korban Chagiga. That's why you're so sure that this meat cleaver was not made Tahar by its owner. Aye, but Vamidukhtani Sefer Chal Arba Asur Lios B'Shabbos, Shochet B'Miyad, but then the Sefer goes on to say that if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, then you could shecht with it right away, B'Chamisha Asur Shochet B'Miyad, Nimtzeis Kofetz K'shur L'Sakin Arei K'Sakin, and if you find a Kofetz attached to the knife, then it has the same din as the knife, even if you find it on Shabbos, Erev Pesach Chal B'Shabbos, because you assume if it was connected with each other, so if they were Tovel the knife, they were also Tovel the Kofetz. But the bottom line is, the Sefer introduces itself by saying that if it's Shabbos, then you have the following set of dinim. So Machal de Reisha Lav B'Shabbos Haskin. It sounds like up until that point we were talking about where it's not Shabbos. So it can't be that the case is that it's Shabbos. So again, why according to the Rabbanan can you assume that this kofetz was not taken care of, was not made tahar by its original owner? So ve'ela shebabi meruba. Maybe we're talking about a case where it's babi meruba, where you have a small group of people bringing a korban pesach, so they have plenty of meat in their korban pesach, and that's why you have the right to assume that he didn't need a korban chagiga and he would not have been mitar his kofetz. Says more mina yadi. But how would the bailam of that knife ever know if his pesach is going to be babi meruba when he loses it? We already discussed that there are new people registering and removing their registration from one Korban Pesach to the other up until the last minute. So maybe a whole new family will join on his Korban Pesach. He wouldn't know that yet. Ve'ela Shabbat B'tumah. So we have to go with the third exception. When is the no Korban Chagiga? When the Tzibur is Tameh. So maybe that's the case. The Tzibur is Tameh. That's how we're so sure that this knife, that this meat cleaver was not Tahar, because the Tzibur is Tameh. So no one's going to bring a Korban Chagiga. No one would ever be Matar the cleaver. Sof Minayad. But again, how would you know in advance that the tzibur is going to be tameh, that the bailim would take care of it? Says Mara, how would you know in advance? The mis nasi, that it was obvious because the nasi died and everyone has a chiyuv to be metameh himself to the nasi. So the mis nasi emas. Well, when did the nasi die? Ilem the mis b'shalosha asar. If the nasi died on the 13th or earlier, or within the week before Pesach, earlier in the week, lamali the mitbalei. Then why would he even need to be tovel anything? I mean, why would you need to be tovel anything? You know the Pesach is going to be brought Petumah, so you wouldn't need to be tovel anything anyway. Vel the mispar ba'as, or must be that the nasi died on the 14th. So maishna sakin the matbil, maishna kofitz, the lo matbila. Then why would you be matbil the knife and not be matbil the kofitz? So lo tzricha the nasi goses b'shalosh asar. No, the case must be that the nasi was a goses on the 13th day of Nisan, so we don't know if he's going to die. He might die, he very well might go at any minute, but he's a goses. So sakin the chad sveka matbil. When it comes to the knife, you only have one suffix. Maybe the nasi will die and the pesach will be brought betuma. Maybe he won't die, the pesach will be brought betara. Just in case, I better be matbil the knife. So you could assume the owner would have been matbil the knife. chofitz, but when it comes to the cleaver, the treisveke lo matvila, where he has a svek sveka telling him not to be tovel the knife, because on the one hand you have the possibility that the nasi will die, and therefore there's not going to be any karban chagiga, and on the other hand, even if the nasi doesn't die, maybe I'm not going to need to bring a karban chagiga, because maybe I'm going to have so few people on my karban pesach that we're not going to require a karban chagiga. So out of that svek sveka, he's not going to trouble himself to be tovel the knife, so that the cleaver. So that's why you have the right. You have to assume that it's still tamei. Tanya, Yehuda ben Dutoy Pirsh. Now the Gemara tells a story. Yehuda ben Dutoy Pirsh, who would Dutoy beno? Yehuda ben Dutoy, together with his son Dutoy, went far away. This is one of the sources, one of many places in Shas where you see that people named after family members, that he's Yehuda ben Dutoy, named his son Dutoy. It's a question who this guy is. We're going to see. It's not so clear from the story whether he's one of the Chachamim or he was a Min. He was perhaps the machlokes in the Rishonim, what to make of this fellow. But anyway, Yehuda ben Dutoy and his son went far away, v'halach v'yashav lo b'darom, and they went to go spend Pesach in the south. Omar, and he said it with the following logic: Im yava liyahu v'yomalem liyisrael minei malochi gakle b'chagiga b'shabbes mahein omrim lo. He said, what's going to happen that if Eliyahu Hanavi comes and he sees that Klal Yisrael doesn't bring a korban chagiga on Shabbos, whenever Pesach is chal on Shabbos, what's their excuse going to be? Meaning, we have this machlokas whether korban chagiga is a chiyuv or not. If it's a whether it's exactly like korban Pesach and it could be brought on Shabbos, l'chora, he says, I think it should be brought on Shabbos. The Klal Yisrael isn't paskening that way though, so they're not allowing it to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. I'm afraid what they're going to have to, how they're going to answer Eliyahu HaNavi when he starts questioning that it's been brought on Shabbos. This is good reason to say that he's a min, because he's denying Achrei Rav Nahatos, he's denying the process of Lobe Shamayimi. What do you mean Eliyahu HaNavi doesn't have the right to come and tell us Al Pi Nevua, you guys are all wrong and you're all up in Shamayim, you're all, doesn't matter, that's how the majority of the Chum paskin, that's how they paskin, so that's what the Halach is. So anyway, he says to me, Hani Al Shnei He says, I really wonder about Shmai and Avtalion. They're such great rabbis. And they didn't teach the proper halacha to Klal Yisrael that the Korban Chagiga is Docha Shabbos. Amar Rav, my time at the Ben Dutoy. So Rav says, well, what's the svara for Ben Dutoy? Where does he get the idea that Chagiga is brought on Shabbos? Dichsiv is a vachta pesach l'Hashem elokecha tzonu vakar. That you should shecht a pesach, a Korban Pesach, to Hashem tzonu vakar. Bakar. Korban Pesach can only be brought so, not Bakar. You can't bring cattle as a Korban Pesach. So what does the Pesach mean? Elotzon ze Pesach. Bakar zu chagiga. It must be that son is reference Korban Pesach, Bakar is reference Korban Chagiga. V'amr Rachmana v'zavachta Pesach. Amr Ravashi v'anan time of the Prushim Nekov Nifrosh. Ravashi says, what? We're going to go explain the shitos of people who are Parishman at Chachamim. This guy, he's wrong. He's going against all the Chachamim. No, let's say real pshat in the Pasuk instead of saying his corrupted pshat in the Pasuk. Elakra l'chad Rav Nachman v'da'asa. The Pasuk means say like Rav Nachman. How do I know that the leftover Korban Pesach is brought as a Korban Shlamim? Shemar v'zavachta Pesach Hashem elokecha tzonu vakar. V'chi Pesach min ha-bakar ba, v'aloein Pesach ba el min ha-kvasim min ha-izim. What, is Pesach brought from cattle? It's only brought from sheep, from kvasim min ha-izim and goats. Elo mosar ha-pesach yeledav rabba min ha-tzonu min ha-bakar. Now, what's the Pesach telling me? That if you have a Korban Pesach that wasn't used as a Korban Pesach, you could bring it for a carbon that's normally brought min ha-tzonu min ha-bakar. Namely, shlamim, like we've seen many times, that a mosar pesach is brought as a carbon shlamim. That's all the pasuk is telling me. Rabban in my time alo dochi Shabbos havad de carbon ziburhu. So frankly, Gemara, but wait a second. Why is it not docha Shabbos taka? If you're going to bring a carbon chagiga, it's a carbon zibur, so shouldn't it be docha Shabbos? So wait a second. It's a carbon zibur. The carbon chagiga that I bring to have together with my carbon pesach, because I see that I don't have enough meat in my carbon pesach to be ochel al asova. That's not a carbon zibur. How's that a carbon zibur? That's a carbon that I'm bringing because for my personal carbon. So Rashi points out, we're talking about chagigas chamisha asar. That's a carbon sibur. So and the chagigas chamisha asar is vaday carbon sibur. He says da asi bikinufyo ki pesach uzman kavuala. Also still a little bit strange, though. Why is it a carbon sibur? Because so many people are bringing it at the same time, just like the carbon pesach. Korban Pesach is a Korban Sibur. Korban Pesach is not a Korban Sibur. It's a Korban that a lot of people are bringing together. It's nothing to do with Korban Sibur. Korban Sibur is a Korban Tamid. One Korban for on behalf of the whole Sibur. Where who are the Bailam of the Korban? The entire Sibur. It's a very difficult line over here. But anyway, the Gemara says, so if it's a Korban Sibur, why is it Taka not brought on Shabbos? So it says, Maram Rabbi Lam, Yishim Rabbi Yudah ben Safra, Amakra, Lechagos Musa Chag Lashem Shivas Yamim Bashana. Shiva Shmona Havu. What do you mean 7 days? It's brought for 8 days. So you see that it must not be brought on Shabbos. When on Sukkot, when you bring it, you must not bring it on Shabbos. Sometimes it's only brought on 6 days. If day 1 and day 8 are both Shabbos, so then you'd only bring it on the 6 days in between. You'll never bring it for all 8 days. 7 days is most years you'll bring it 7 days. And every once in a while you'll only be able to bring it 6 days because you're going to have day 1 and day 8 that are both on Shabbos. But that's why we can call it Shiva, because most years it's brought for 7 days. Okay, so.